And I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Spurs defeated the Thunder in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals 118-91 as San Antonio held Oklahoma City to just 13 points in the third quarter. Victor Wembanyama led the way with 28 points and 10 rebounds, while Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended with 15 points.
Anything can happen in a Game 7. Like, it's win or go home. It being in your building is nice, but like it doesn't really mean anything. Like, you have to go out there and be the better basketball team or else your season's done, and that's what it comes down to. Now it's gonna be nice having our fans behind us and cheering us, but we got to go out there and be better, and if we're not better, our season will be over.
Game 7 will be on Saturday. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs outscored the Pirates 7-2, while the Blue Jays edged the Orioles 2-1 for their 10th win in their last 14 games, and the Astros defeated the Rangers 5-1. WNBA, the Valkyries defeated the Fever 90-88.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4. Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts, sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue. Charges filed against felon for possessing firearms and methamphetamine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Construction will begin for pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue. Riverside Avenue, according to the City of Paso Robles, serves as a key pedestrian corridor, particularly during the annual Mid-State Fair. The street is a primary access route for citizens and visitors walking to and from the fairgrounds. The project, funded by the Community Development Block Grant, will improve pedestrian access on Riverside from 17th to 24th Street and will focus on upgrading all existing curb ramps along the corridor, as well as constructing missing sidewalks. Construction will be done in phases to minimize disruption during the Mid-State Fair. Sidewalk and curb ramp improvements will be completed in advance of the fair. The roadway construction will be scheduled following the conclusion of the fair to avoid conflicts. Work will start the week of June 1st, pause on July 10th, and then resume again on August 3rd. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting live fire training at 770 Valley Road in Arroyo Grande, about a half mile south of Arroyo Grande High School. The fire department says they'll be using an acquired structure at the location for the training, giving members of fire agencies the opportunity to train together in realistic fire conditions. The fire training will take place June 2nd through June 5th. A complete burn down of the structure is planned for the 5th. Community members may see smoke, flames, or engine activity during operational hours. Charges filed against felon in possession of methamphetamine and more than 100 firearms. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County District Attorney's Office has filed 7 charges against a felon that was found to be in possession of more than 100 firearms and methamphetamine. 39-year-old Jacob Cole Clopton's residence on Little Morrill Creek Road was searched by the County Sheriff's Office on March 12th. Detectives seized rifles, shotguns, pistols, a substantial quantity of ammunition, magazines, firearm components, and methamphetamine from the search. Clopton was previously convicted of theft of a firearm in Texas and resisting an executive officer and unlawful driving or taking of a vehicle in 2024 in San Luis Obispo County. Mr. Clopton is presumed innocent under the law and is entitled to a fair trial, according to the DA's office. A reminder that Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with the family of Michael Paul McCain from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero today for the graveside service starting at 11 a.m. McCain is the former fire chief of Atascadero and passed away peacefully on May 17th. City says attendees are invited to wear Hawaiian-themed shirts or dresses, as Mike enjoyed bright colors and felt that that shorts are always appropriate attire. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking for donations to be made in Mike's name to the Angelman Syndrome Foundation. Mike's grandson, Cody, has Angelman Syndrome. Winifred Pfeiffer's Elementary School will proudly present a production of Disney's The Lion King tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Winifred Pfeiffer. More than 60 students from the elementary school will take to the stage in this production with incredible singing, musical talent, acting, dancing, ensemble members, energetic performances, and more. Journey into the Pride Lands with Simba and his captivating story. A thank you to all families, staff, and community members for supporting the performing arts. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Tigers 7-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Nationals, the Angels will go against the Rays, the Giants will face the Rockies, the Dodgers will go against the Phillies, and the Athletics will face the Yankees. In California news, 52-year-old Shannon O'Connor of Santa Clara County has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for crimes related to child endangerment, furnishing of alcohol to minors, and sex-related offenses. O'Connor is also known as the Los Gatos Party Mom, known for hosting parties at her Los Gatos home where she would supply alcohol to teenagers and encourage them to have sex with one another. With just days until the primary election, California Democrats are reportedly hanging on to their return-by-mail ballots, worried of potentially wasting their vote. Only 11% of registered Democrats have returned their ballots at this time, which is down about 14% from the same time in the 2022 primary. A California teenager, Shrey Parikh, has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee on Thursday night. His prize includes $52,000 in cash. He has been competing in spelling bees for the past 6 years, finishing in third place in 2024. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Creating a good environment for livestock has always been a key to producing high-quality products in return. Jennifer Glover, co-owner of Mountain Fresh Creamery, says their investments in cow comfort have been critical to the success of their creamery and the award-winning quality of their milk.
It really goes back to cow comfort and how cows are treated on the farm. So that's a low somatic cell count and a high butter fat. And so with us being able to really create a TMR to feed our cows, having our cows out on pasture whenever it's available, having comforts for them when they're not able to be outside in our freestyle barn, like things like rubber matting, when they come up to eat and when they come up to drink so they're not standing on concrete. We have water beds in our freestyle barn. In the South, we really have to combat the heat with cows. So that water bed really helps them regulate their body temperature and keeps them comfortable, keeps them off the concrete. We have fans and misters that come on automatically when the temperature gets too warm for a cow. And then we also have things like cow brushes that scratch the cow's back that they can go up to that are automated. So for us, it's a business decision to really invest in these types of things on our farm for cow comfort, but we're getting our money back because the cows are given more milk and they're given a higher quality of milk.
Again, that's Jennifer Glover of Glowcrest Dairy and Mountain Fresh Creamery.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Drone operators say they see an uptick in business as agricultural drone application technology improves, farmers become more comfortable with it, and more products receive aerial labels. Drones have proven useful for aerial applications, especially for specialty crops. Vegetable crops have probably adapted drones faster than any other crop, said Brianna Layfield, president and owner of the Temecula-based AgBee LLC. When vegetable plants start growing, growers can't get tractors past a certain growth stage. Last winter, her company treated vegetables in the Imperial, Coachella, and Pajaro Valleys. Other seasons, the company flies coastal vegetable fields from Ventura to Watsonville. Nicholas Steed, who operates Oakdale-based UAV Ag Solutions with brother Brandon, said they've also experienced increased producer interest. The company has used drones to treat walnuts, almonds, alfalfa, and field corn. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop. the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the upper 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday. Upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s Tuesday, low 90s on Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 80 a week from today. Currently it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been gaining on the last trading day of the month. We could have record closes again for the NASDAQ and S&P. Dell shares are sharply higher, up more than 30% today. It's seeing robust demand for its NVIDIA-powered artificial intelligence servers. Dell's seeing the benefit of data center investments from Alphabet's Google and Amazon, and it has a new $9.7 billion contract with the U.S. military. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon believes his bank's trading and investment banking business could top expectations this quarter. He tells FBN's Maria Bartiromo that he sees the economy mostly holding up, growing at 2%, and unemployment is low, but he says inflation is ticking higher and lower income consumers are pulling back on saving. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, Simply Safe Home Security, they do things differently. With Simply Safe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday. Darshay and Kenny will be in. So don't forget, you can text that as well.
And then tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country, followed by Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in helping fix your cars. And then Gary Brill's still working on the jukebox, but Jukebox Saturday Night will be here starting at 7.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's story is a melodrama of a good man who fell in with bad associates and paid the ultimate price. Or did he? Zwig Hunt was a minor character in the Old West, but his story is one that has been repeated many times over. Zwig was born in 1858 in Texas. He grew up to be an honest young man. According to one report, he was generous to a fault and brave. It was also said that he was a child of circumstances and a creature of excitement. At the age of 22, he came to Tombstone, Arizona, where he palled up with a ne'er-do-well by the name of Billy Grounds. With the excitement of Tombstone's low life tugging at his shirt tails, he started hanging around the Clanton gang that comprised of the likes of Curly Bill Brocious and Johnny Ringo. After pulling a job or two with the Clantons, Zwig and his friend Billy Grounds decided they would do the same on their own. One evening in the early spring of 1882, the two men entered the Tombstone Mill and Mining Company with robbery on their minds. In the ensuing excitement, they killed a man. A warrant was issued for their arrest. A posse was assembled, and the chase was on. In the shootout, Billy Grounds and a member of the posse were killed, and Zwig Hunt was shot in the lung. Zwig was taken to the Tombstone Hospital, where about 3 weeks later, his brother smuggled him out. This is where the story gets interesting. Supposedly, on May 31, 1882, while Zwig and his brother were hiding out, a band of Indians attacked them and killed Zwig. After chasing off the Indians, his brother supposedly buried Zwig in the Chiricahua Mountains. But the Zwig Hunt legend also says that he wasn't really killed. The prodigal son returned to Texas to live a full life. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best.
Michael's Optical.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. A reminder that a Tascadero fire will lead a procession with the family of Michael Paul McCain from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero today at 11 a.m. for the graveside service. McCain is the former fire chief of Atascadero. He passed away peacefully on May 17th. Construction for pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue will start the week of June 1st. Improvements will include curb ramps and construction missing sidewalks. Work will pause for the fair on July 10th and then resume for roadway improvements on August 3rd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. House panel quizzing former U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi about the Epstein files this morning behind closed doors.
The government has failed the survivors. There's no question about that. And that dates back five presidential administrations.
Oversight Committee Chair James Comer before it began another night of unrest at an ICE detention facility in New Jersey.
Not all of the protests there were peaceful, as according to the governor there, Mikey Sherrill. And this morning, the feds are working to track down a protester who was caught on camera threatening to kill an ICE agent and his entire family in New Jersey, which the acting attorney general tells Fox is a federal crime.
That's Fox's Alexa Adams reporting. A bus crashing into multiple vehicles on I-95 in Virginia, killing at least five people, injuring 34 others. America's listening to Fox News.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, some clouds this morning, then generally sunny by later today. High should be in the upper 70s, a few passing clouds, mostly clear tonight and overnight, lows in the upper 40s. Then sunny for you Saturday with highs in the mid-80s. We'll get a little bit warmer on Sunday with highs reaching the upper 80s. Same on Monday. Mid-80s Tuesday, low 90s on Wednesday, Thursday upper 80s, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:50 a.m., 8:12 p.m. We are at 52 degrees, and also we have rainfall total here in Paso Robles. And this is from Natalie Gonzalez, the water quality technician from the city of El Paso de Robles. Excuse me. 16 and 64 hundredths. That is the season's total here in darn near paradise. All right, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Ready for freedom of speech. And call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. Remember, you can change the subject at any time and take advantage of freedom of speech while we still have it, even under the current administration. All right, folks, whatever you want to talk about, and you can change the subject in the course of the same conversation. It's pretty simple. It's just conversation, as we're told. All right, that's simple. Let's see here. I don't know if you heard this story, but this is maybe not surprising. This happened down there in the Sunshine State, that the ghost on Florida highways, roadside sting and snares, 249 illegal immigrants. And the officers warn more may be hiding, but that's just a small number compared to what the estimated may be roaming the Florida streets. Troopers in the Sunshine State, they've gathered, listen to this number, they've gathered up more than 10,476 illegal immigrants since March 2025. And they say there's a lot more to get. And they refer to as ghosts. Why is that? They have had no encounters with any law enforcement, meaning we don't know anything about them. There's no records of them. How about that? I wonder if Jill Biden would like to, Joe Biden would like to comment on that. That's pretty amazing. And let's see here. There's a bill out there. It's sitting, listen to this one. This is a California bill. 2669 is being criticized as a double standard. What this does is it gives preferential treatment to illegal immigrants in criminal cases. The bill, introduced by Assembly Member Mike Gibson, requires prosecutors to meet and confer with defense to avoid adverse immigration consequences during plea negotiations. Now, this remains in the Assembly Public Safety Committee following some hearings. So, in other words, they'd be a little bit more lenient to the illegal immigrants if they do something wrong here in the state of California. But you and I, we won't get a break. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just saw, and it was actually interesting because it was from a UK publication, The Independent. But California, we talked several weeks ago about taking pictures and getting speeding tickets. Well, that is happening in California. Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, there's a trial going on, and the article said that 82,000 tickets have been issued in Oakland, and there's a scale based on how fast you're going over the speed limit. But basically, it's cameras taking pictures of your license plate and determining if you're going 11 or more miles over the speed limit, and then sending you a ticket to do it. So it's not even just a thought. It actually is happening as a trial here in California. So I just wanted to share that with everybody, especially with a voting day coming up.
How is this allowed?
Because we have a full-time legislature that has nothing better to do but try to figure out ways to squeeze money out of the population. I mean, anyone paying attention sees that happening, but I think, you know, either the voting is not accurate and the will of the people is being suppressed, or there's a lot of stupid people out there. I think both may be true.
Well, you know, this morning we started off about people can't keep up what's going on in government. Is it because they can't keep up or they don't want to?
I think it's both. And the government is doing that on purpose, right? This apparently is a law that passed, and maybe it was even mentioned, but nobody, you know, then you go on to the next law that they're going to pass that's crazy. And and people have their lives working so hard, and now AI is going to come and take everyone's job, and we're going to ask the government to help us because, these big tech companies are going to, control what gets done. And government will pay for it because they'll find more ways to squeeze money. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. People need to vote their conscience, I guess.
All right. So you said something that I've have found interesting for years and years and years, that everybody's working hard.
Yeah, not everybody.
I know that's a figure of speech, but considering how the laws have changed, forced upon employers by laws, people get more time off now than they ever have before. Now, that's not to say that people don't work hard. I'm not, but we have a lot of free time. We have a lot of holidays. Again, time off, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, because of our, shall we say, lifestyles, we really don't want to put into work, do we, to keep up or check up and be aware of what our government is doing. We rely on other people, or we rely on some other things.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there's just so many changes in society. I was just reading a separate article about how in Phoenix, all these call centers are losing out to either overseas outsourcing or AI. And the issue was that going back, I don't know, in the 70s and 80s, there was manufacturing going on there, and then that rolled into these call centers because land was cheap and labor was good, and now that's changing, and it's just one little microcosm of America, just like what's happened in the Rust Belt, so to speak, and outsourcing manufacturing from the country, and all these things happen, and I think a lot of it is unintended consequences. You have people in power that say, I've got a great idea, let's kill all the sparrows, and then, a few years later, all the people die from famine because the sparrows ate the insects. I mean, so the I just think that as the government gets, does more and more things, there's always unintended consequences. I mean, I had a business associate that used to work for Sony in the, 80s, and they would ship all kinds of things out of California across the border in Arizona because there was an inventory tax. And in December, all the stuff would go across the border, and then they'd do their count, and then all the stuff would come back into a warehouse in California. And it's like, why would a company do something like that? Because the government imposed a tax on it. And so, and so people react to the stupidity of government, but the point is it's not efficient, that's for sure.
Well, unintended consequences. Do you think, though, that many times it's deliberate consequences?
Sure, some of it is, but then again, people react in different ways, and it just depends on what and how onerous the new rule or regulation or law is.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to make sense to you, but let me just try this. We spend a lot of money on social services for people. Okay, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Substance abuse, alcohol, any substance abuse and so forth, which that could be a topic of conversation itself. But we also stress on
we have these. It's I think it's called behavioral health, and it's again these are paid government employees that are I'm assuming assigned to help people, and here's some of the things that they have to I guess be professors in or whatever coping for life stresses, relationship problems. Grief, trauma, life transitions. You know what that sounds like to me in general?
Life.
Life, right. So we have to spend taxpayer money for people who, for whatever reason, they can't handle it or they have nobody in their life that can help with it other than somebody being paid by the government to do so.
Yeah, well, I always wonder about some of those programs, and then the again is you know I've talked about this before is the incentives is a lot of these government programs is the incentive is not to get rid of your job is to keep your job, so you know how motivated are they to really truly help somebody? It's more like you know some of the stuff you heard about the transgender stuff is like oh gosh if we you know cut out your parts you're going to need health care for the rest of your life, and I've got a job for the rest of my life, so let's do it. And, you know, it's the same thing with these kind of things. Like, oh, well, you've got this problem. It's like, well, maybe this is your problem or maybe that's your problem. You'll have to come back next week and we'll have to talk about that one. So, yeah, it's perverse incentives. And whether you call it, oh, the government's trying to help or, you know, we've created a society that can't cope with reality, I don't know. But and it's not everybody, obviously. And you know, what is the answer? I mean, society has to decide. And is again maybe with AI, you know, somebody will say, "Hey, why is it this way?" It's like, "Well, because government did it." And someone will say, "Hey, well, what can we do to fix it?" And AI will give us an answer.
Well, I think that's what some people look for, though. They look for an answer from somewhere else. And I, you know, I'm not getting into, you know, whatever, Eastern religions or something, but we don't look within ourselves sometimes.
Well, yeah, but that's religion, right? Religion has kind of faded away from our society. Not with everyone, but with some people.
But maybe not even necessarily religion, although that certainly helps, you know, some people, but just... You know, looking straight in the mirror at yourself and being completely honest, you know, just an example. So you're going to go to a total stranger and you're going to expect them or want them to help you cope with a relationship problem or a grief. You know, we learn from experience, don't we? In many of these cases, you learn to deal with, you know, bad things happen in life. You learn to deal with them, don't you?
Well, most people do. We hope.
Well, you hope, and, you know, again, we don't want to go through them, but we have no choice. It's life. We're going to go through these issues. You really can't avoid it. Bad things are going to happen. You're going to have a relationship and, you know, all these things. Even, you know, changes in life, and I'm not talking about the you know, the transitioning from a male to a female, which you can't do. But anyway, these are things that just go on in life. And again, how could you go to a total stranger and expect them to be an expert? Have they experienced all these things? Are they perfect?
Well, no, I'm sure they have some government certification that they took some tests for.
Well, that's great. You know, I would rather go to somebody who's lived a longer life and maybe they could offer some advice.
Yeah. Well, and some of it is the breakdown of the family where you don't have extended family. Some of it is, you know, population movement and, you know, people move to different parts of the country and they get away from their family support structure. And you know, there's just so many myriad issues that can affect an individual. And it has to do with their parents and how they're raised and what they're taught is right and wrong. And it just goes on and on and on. And some of it is you've got people that are entitled and You know, in a lot of cases, there's not a, you know, nuclear mother-father family, and it's not that, you know, you can't have a successful life, and often you hear about, well, my single mother did this and this and this and worked three jobs and, you know, da-da-da-da-da, but then that's what that person is doing to help their children. The other side is like, well, if I'm living on welfare and I need more kids because I'll get more money and not even care about the kids because I just want my money. So and you know, again, and society has provided these different means and ways, and then people based on their own, you know, self, whatever, their own self, decide what and how they want to play the game. And the problem is government lets, you know, wants the game to continue as long as they can squeeze money out of the people. So it's this vicious circle.
Well, I've often wondered, you know, when you say, you know, people raised the, you know, in the family, at what age do people realize that they may have, well, you know, they know right from wrong and they know decisions and maybe they blame their upbringing, but I guess that's more to my question is, okay, so your upbringing wasn't like Leave It to Beaver, all right? But at what age do you realize that you need to take the bull by the horns? I mean, because you're surrounded by a society and people in society that, again, just for the sake of argument, are doing things and succeeding and so forth, and you're not because you're making the same decisions, and then you say, well, that's the way I was raised. Well,
yeah.
Okay, 18, 20, what age do you figure it out?
Well, and some of it is who do you hang out with, right? I mean, is it people that have an optimistic look at life and are, you know, want to work and accomplish something, or just figure, oh, everything's doomed, I'm in trouble, I need to, you know, be the victim mentality that government seems to, you know, help.
I think some of it is people like to hang around with the same ilk because they can sulk together and feel sorry for themselves. It's like, you know, if you talk to some nurses and doctors, there are some people that like the attention of being in a hospital.
Mm. Yeah. And, yeah, and, well, and people that, you know, call the ambulance every time they get a hangnail or whatever. And some of it is, you know, our society and, you know, people get left alone and you know, they seek human, you know, companionship. And it just depends, again, how that person deals with it. Do they go out and volunteer and help the community? Or do they sit at home and, you know, get a hangnail and call an ambulance? I mean, and again, it comes down to the person. And your question about when does that person's approach and look at life get formed, I think it changes and it depends on the person. And then, you know, I guess, you know, you'd have to get a psychologist or a social biologist or something to kind of tell us more about what, you know, what those actual details are, because I sure don't know.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just having this conversation yesterday with a guy because we ended up going all over the place because we were first started talking about the universe, you know. Anyway, so we got into it about, not, I mean, we didn't get into it. We were talking about that, why are there some people, and again, I can't define this, have absolutely no personality and they have no sense of humor. You know what I'm talking
about?
Okay.
Yeah.
How is
right? What causes that? Is that like genetic? Is that environmental? I mean, and I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that they're bad people, but they're just people like that that you just don't want to be around them. They're bumps on the log.
Right, and then what? Then you have to try to crawl in their head and say, well, what motivates you to get up, and what do you want to do, and why are you that way, and what, you know, what brings you joy, and what you know, I don't know. It is a question as to what you know, drives that, what drives people's personalities and where that comes from and how they look at things. It goes on and on. It's part of our wonderful human experience.
Yeah, well, that's why the human mind, can it ever be defined?
Probably not. I mean, and this is where, you know, this is where you can get into the deep spiritual things, is what is life all about? What, you know, what is our purpose? Why am I here? And then, you know, people either can just either file that away and, you know, say, okay, I got to take care of this because the baby's hungry, or, you know, I got to go to work to earn some money, or, you know, I don't know, whatever it may be. But it is, and then other people, maybe they just get lost in their mind and, you know, they just look at things differently than you or I, and then how does society deal with that? And then, of course, we have drugs and other influences that mess with the mind, so.
Well, okay, so when you say, you know, we, you know, the mind, then why are we here? Well, okay, so, and again, I've always thought this. I think human beings overrate themselves. And I'm not, and I mean, there are a lot of great people out there, do wonderful things and so forth, but I think in general, people overrate themselves. But, you know, we're all replaceable. I mean, we've had, you know, very, very important people in this world, but we're all replaceable. I mean, would...
Well, I mean, this is one of the questions in history, is like, if Lincoln hadn't been Lincoln, and it, you know, what would have, you know, how different would the Civil War have been, or, you know, would it even have started? And these are questions you can't answer because, you know, it is what it is, right?
Well, so I think that's one of the fascinating parts, and I got another call, is that I think it's fascinating that there are some things that we just can't answer, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. All right. Well, you okay. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. You too. All right. I have. Okay. I'm just waiting next. All right. Do call back at 238. Okay. Let's see here. We've got a couple of minutes. Kevin, I've been listening regarding the school bond, and of course, I'm going to vote. And of course, I'm not going to vote for it, but the other voters really need to look at the information they're providing. For one example, the asbestos abatement on a building that was built and completed in 1980. Asbestos was banned in the early 70s, and it was harsher. So when these administrators misrepresent one of the parts of the puzzle, what's the truth? People need to pay attention before they make decisions. Well, yeah, the scare tactics that was mentioned earlier this week that not only this looks like, but we, you know, we see it in government constantly. Well, if we don't, you know, give more money to this, we're going to have more fires and crime's going to go up. They constantly do this, and it's frustrating for me for people to buy into that. But one of the things regarding this text here is you need to also remind people that they're paying on three other bonds right now, and this bond is going to be at least $400 million. Hi, you got about a minute.
Okay, Kevin, we are a creativity of our past experiences. We make decisions based on the experiences that we've had previously. You know, behaviors are a response to need, and that need may be to resist against certain elements of types of personalities that kind of reflect our personality. That's what we are. And, you know, a man that has a bad relationship, three or four bad relationships with a woman, may be a little apprehensive about starting and putting his love life right there on the line. And that's what we are.
Okay. But also, don't we react sometimes simply for selfish reasons and impulse?
Well, yeah, but what drives that impulse? It's a past experience or a desire for me, you know. Okay? All right.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, got to go.
Bye.
Thanks.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting live fire training at 770 Valley Road in Arroyo Grande, about half mile south of Arroyo Grande High School. The department will be using an acquired structure from June 2nd through June 5th. With a complete burn down of the structure planned for the 5th. A reminder that Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with the family of Michael Paul McCain from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery this morning at 11 a.m. McCain is the former fire chief of Atascadero. He passed away peacefully on May 17th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Darcy and Kenny, Open Mic Friday. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, Pure Country at 6:05. Diane's in on the country store. And, of course, Jimmy helping you get your cars ready, or trucks or whatever vehicles. And then Gary's still working on the jukebox. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.